Right where you belong. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular hosts will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Welcome back to Ronnie's Rumpelstiltskin Reviews. Today is going to be another shorter episode, not because I've been slacking on my art consumption, but because I've been cooking up a few longer ideas for episodes that require a longer writing session, so stay tuned for those. But today I've got some more movie talk, starting with a continuation on my journey through the Jack Quaid cinematic universe. I didn't even quite realize it had him in him when I sat down to watch it. I was mainly watching this for Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who plays Negan on The Walking Dead.
Hot diggity dog! This place is magnificent!
This movie being Neighborhood Watch, and I really kind of regret that I missed this one when writing my Jack Quaid episode, because this is probably Jack Quaid at the highest level I've seen. He's great in this movie, and the movie itself is also great. It's very underrated, only about 1,000 people have reviewed it on Letterboxd, and I think more people should give it a chance.
What's your move now, tough guys?
Improvise?
This is a detective movie starring an unlikely duo of strange and slightly pathetic men. They search around town looking for clues in a kidnapping case, witnessed by Jack Quaid as Simon, who suffers from some serious mental problems, including paranoia and visual and audio hallucinations. With no help from the police, who don't believe him due to said conditions, he finds partnership in Jeffrey Dean Morgan's Ed, who reluctantly goes along after pleading from Simon. As a detective duo and as a detective story, this movie greatly succeeds for me. The setups and payoffs are executed perfectly. Every small detail in the first half of the movie is consistently used creatively in the second half. Really a case of every part of the buffalo being eaten. And this movie sure did eat.
I used to want to be a guard when I was younger.
I wasn't a fucking guard. I wasn't a fucking guard. And you know what? I wouldn't trust you to protect a lemonade stand.
It's really great. I think with a movie so smart and focused on making a machine that technically works perfectly with the setups and payoffs, it could be hard to still have a strong heart. But this film broke that barrier with flying colors. Not only is the mystery solving gripping, the mystery solvers are so compelling. These two characters are so fun to watch and bounce off each other with their layers of personality and character quirks. The movie relies heavily on the performance of these two, and this is really the movie that sold me on Jack Quaid. I like him, but I hadn't seen him do anything that's really different and showing range. Jack Quaid is phenomenal in this movie, and his character is so believable and sympathetic with the help of his performance. With a character in such a desperate mental state, it's easy to become frustrated watching them lash out and struggle to communicate, but Quaid definitely injects the heart and charm into this awkward and unstable character. Same with Jeffrey Dean. Mr. Dearman is a very compelling and complex character. His performance is infused with so many subtleties and brilliant flares to make this old, sad man with delusion of being a cop so lovable. The two have great chemistry, and the scene where Ed is calming down Simon using the clicking of his pen was pretty moving.
Listen to the click. Just listen to the click. Yeah, this shit's not real. The click is real.
The click.
This movie was clearly made with a very small budget, and it shows a bit. The music is pretty inconsistent, with some moments of the score being really great and jazzy, and some being very over the top and immersion breaking, especially during the tense action scenes. They did really great with the small budget for the most part. The hallucinations of Simon's dad were very visceral and disturbing at times, and the set design for Ed's house was really incredible. As the movie goes on, there's more and more small details that you could tell were made to conserve money, but the core of the movie, the detective duo, was strong enough to not really care about that. Very good movie.
Why don't you show me where you saw whatever it is you think you saw?
I saw a woman get shoved into a white van.
You think she was a working girl?
I don't know where she works.
Oh my God.
This in our pants yet?
I'd also be remiss to mention that the movie heavily relies on a plot about serious mental issues that I don't really have experience with. So don't take my word on whether or not the topic was handled well, but from what I've read, it seems the movie handled the topic well and it was done very respectfully. So that's great. It's a great movie. 8 out of 10 for Neighborhood Watch. That's all I have for you today. Check out Review Ronnie on Instagram for more info on the show. And before I let you listeners go, it's time for Ronnie's Joke of the Week. What would you call star of Neighborhood Watch if he always wore leather? Jack Suede. See you next time on Ronnie's Respiratory Reviews.
Hey, Ronnie.
Good reviews?
Fabulous reviews.
This is Ronnie. Make it good.
So Ronnie could have been a
reviewer.
It's Ronnie, all right.
Ronnie.
Reviews.
Fabulous reviews.
And this is the best review we got.
Since today is a shorter episode, here's a little sound collage song I made a few months ago called Bean Burrito.
Crazy.
Let me tell you something.
Something real crazy.
We got a secret weapon.
Only time you qualify as a secret weapon is after eating a bean burrito.
Loser.
Bean burrito. Bean burrito.
We'd like to order some food, please.
20 big, large
bean burrito.
Burrito.
Large ones.
Bean burrito.
You just put on 300,000 pounds.
Great! Now all I need is a toilet.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Bean burrito.
300,000
big, large
pounds.
Burrito.
Just give me a few more seconds, baby.
Burrito.
Gross!
I don't like poop. The smell, the image, the sound, the texture. I don't like
bean burritos.
I've always liked bean burrito. They're pretty and they're clean and they're soft.
Crazy!
Yep.
Bean burrito.
I'll take good care of my body forever.
Watch it! Any of that toxic junk goes into the bay, we're all in deep trouble!
Do you have any
burritos
for sale?
Yeah.
You do? Great!
Spectacular, give me
400,000.
Never mind now.
Welcome back to Ronnie's Rumbling Reviews. Today I'm going to talk about two movies starring an up-and-coming actor whose name is Jacques Couaid, I believe. Son of Denise Couaid. So he's one of the Nepo babies, I've heard. Anyway, he's in all the movies now, and I watched some of them. Starting with his new big blockbuster, Novocaine.
Hey, it's Jack Quaid. The Novocaine starts now.
Starring Mr. Quaid and Amber Midthunder from Prey, Ray Nicholson, another Nepo baby of Jack Nicholson, and Jacob Batalon from the Spider-Man movies. Jack plays a down-on-his-luck average Joe working at a bank who happens to have a condition that prevents him from feeling any pain.
I'm just a regular guy with a regular job, but I've got this condition where I don't feel pain.
Oh my God, you're a superhero.
No.
Finally, his luck turns up when he meets a new coworker and they hit it off, when suddenly a group of Santa costume-wearing hooligans rob the firm, and Jack Quaid as Nate, or Novocaine, must track down these robbers as they've taken his love interest, and he uses a strange pain-resisting condition to his advantage in wacky action scenarios. And I liked it. It's a very digestible movie. If anything, I appreciate this movie a lot for getting me back into watching new movies. This was the first 2025 release I saw, and I watched it two-thirds into April, so I've been trying to catch up. This movie wasn't particularly well made. The story is very cliche. The love interest Sherry, spoilers, is revealed to be working with Ray Nicholson's robber character, and as soon as the twist was revealed, I wasn't surprised or interested. I just knew it was building up to a third act breakup, like it's a formulaic Pixar movie.
No! 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 No!
The love story was alright. Sherry and Huey from The Boys had a decent amount of chemistry. By the way, this character is just kind of Huey. Jack Quaid will forever be Huey, I guess. Same with Jacob Batalon. He was just kind of the wingman slash guy in the chair again. Kind of just feels like I'm watching a Frankenstein of other pieces of media. The music wasn't very good. Aside from the opening needle drop of Everybody Hurts by R.E.M., the music was entirely cliche. But not only was the score your cliche action fare, it was sometimes especially at the detriment to the film, in my opinion. The booby trap sequence was fun, but the editing and music made the scene feel very slow and awkward. Maybe it's because I didn't watch this in theaters, or maybe it's because everybody's already seen the entire scene in the trailer, but I was just a little disappointed. And when Huey says, I guess he was a fan of Home Alone, it was just icing on the rotten cake. Yes, literally everybody watching the movie knows that this is a twist on a Home Alone scene. Maybe you could be a little more subtle, but maybe that's expecting too much.
Who the f*** are these guys anyway?
Huge Home Alone fans, apparently.
All that aside, the action was, at the end of the day, pretty incredible. The creative, well-executed, and relentless score and fight choreography at the heart of this movie was all very well done. And this is a big, dumb action movie, so at least the thing people are watching this for was done well. That being said, other movies have done this style of relentless action while also having an interesting story or a little more personality. I mean, this movie is basically just Upgrade without the stylistic and sci-fi drop. Not bad for what it is, but I'm not at a point in my movie-watching journey where I'm going to be handing out 8s for dumb fun. So, I'll give this a 6 out of 10.
Novocaine, no pain. In cinemas April 3rd.
Go! No! Stop it! Ah! I mean, oh! Ah!
How you like?
Novocaine?
No! No! No!
And, speaking of sci-fi draw, next up is Companion, starring, you guessed it, Sophie Thatcher from Heretic. And, and Jack Quaid.
Hey, it's Jack Quaid.
This is a sci-fi thriller about a future where you can purchase sentient girlfriend or boyfriend robots. Spoilers ahead, of course. Jack Quaid, as the boyfriend Josh, has bought Sophie Thatcher as the robot Iris, but she doesn't know she's a robot. They join two friends and a boyfriend robot on a vacation on a private beach house before the plot kicks into motion. It's revealed that Iris was modded to be able to harm humans, and she was brought here to kill and be framed for the murder of the owner of the beach house. After she finds out all this information, she miraculously escapes and must use her robot abilities to evade her human enemies. And it ended up very good. Very clean and well thought out mechanics. The setups and payoffs were perfectly executed and fun to watch. There's a moment where Iris must use an iPad to morph her voice to sound like Jack Quaid to activate a voice-activated car. And plenty other neat creative moments and sci-fi chicanery are sprinkled throughout.
Drive. Drive! Drive!
Drive home! Drive!
Drive!
Drive home, home! Drive home!
Hey, Jack Quaid.
Sophie Thatcher was phenomenal as Iris. She has consistently been in some of the best horror movies within the past year, and she's shown to really carry an impressive workload, with important roles in this and Heretic. Everybody else was also great. Lucas George, the other robot, was also amazing, and another actor who's been in some memorable horrors of recent. That being Smile 2, a movie I covered in a past episode. Jack Quaid was also very good. The guy who played the dog from Puss in Boots was quite nice. Just a great cast overall.
Thank you, Burrito.
What's going on with you, Puss?
What the fuck, dude? You trying to sabotage my relationship?
This is a very low-budget movie, and they pulled off the cleanest presentation they could with that low budget. I will say, though, the clean style was much better in the earlier scenes. The opening half hours had some incredible mood shifts and song choices and sleek visuals. The presentation faltered quite a bit with some of the gore scenes and VFX-heavy moments that really take away from the perfect sci-fi futurism that is quite important for the feel of the movie. Moments like the one where Patrick, the other robot, is punching the cop were especially immersion-breaking. Thankfully, the final moments of Carnage was too rad to be affected by the low budget. I really like the story. Like I said, the setups and payoffs were well-written. I like how obvious the concept is and how unafraid they are to wink and nudge to the twist. The writers know that we basically already know the plot from the trailers, and even going in blind like I did, the foreshadowing is very obvious. I liked how bold they were with it, and I think it was intentional. This being a sci-fi flick, this needed to nail the allegory and social commentary, and I think they pretty much did. I was thoroughly invested in the story throughout, and I found the commentary of controlling boyfriends and abuse engaging. Just a solid, fairly smart and clean movie, and I'm giving this a 7.5 out of 10.
Companion, rated R.
And with that, our episode concludes. So, what's the takeaway? Well, it seems like Jack Quaid has been typecast in these two roles. He either is the evil boyfriend or the awkward nice boyfriend, in everything I've seen of him. It's like a good cop, bad cop. I think it's pretty obvious which of the two movies I reviewed. In Scream, he's the evil boyfriend, and in The Boys, he's the awkward nice boyfriend. An interesting career path. I will say, in that range, he does display some impressive acting talent. So I will give Jack Quaid a thumbs up out of 10. That's it for our episode. Check out Review Ronnie on Instagram for info and archives on the show. And before I let you listeners go, it's time for Ronnie's Joke of the Week. What would you call a star of Novocaine and Companion if he got buff? Jacked Quaid. See you next time on Ronnie's Rampaging Reviews.
Hey, Ronnie. Ronnie?
Good reviews?
Fabulous reviews.
This is Ronnie. Make it good.
Don't you suppose Ronnie could have been a
reviewer?
It's Ronnie, all right.
Ronnie reviews.
Fabulous reviews.
And this is the best review we got.
No, 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 no!
CKUW 95.9, Winnipeg.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. Kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Are you looking for new voices to love? Tune in to Active Voice every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. Learn about vocal music events in our community. Active Voice, your home for authentic vocal music on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Got a bike or some parts you want to put to good use? Drop them off at any of the City of Winnipeg's 4R locations on Panet, Pacific, or Brady Road during their open hours. Wrench volunteers pick up from each location at least monthly and get those bikes back on the road through education programs, community bike repair, and bike giveaways. Since 2010, Winnipeggers have helped the Wrench divert over a quarter of a million kilograms of bikes and parts from the landfill, ensuring that anyone who wants a bike has a bike. Let's keep rolling. For more information, visit us at thewrench.ca.
Out here, wasting away with the night.
what's in every bulb above my head. Dandruff on each shoulder again. I'm staring at the frozen meat, the polished floor up underneath me, looking at each color. Store out west, ripped a label off your favorite bottle of the stone.